talking about some healthy holiday tips and recipe swaps. So as we know, as we approach the end of the year, our diets often will change because there's different things coming around. People are making cookies, bringing in candy. So as the year ends, we find ourselves eating a lot more or eating a lot differently than we're used to. So I just have a few tips and then some recipe swaps to keep those things a little bit healthier and keep us healthy through the end of the year. So I have a little joke here. When what to my wondering eye should appear but 10 extra pounds on my hip, thigh, and rear. So what's everyone's goal throughout the end of the year is to not gain 10 pounds. And I think it's important to have a goal to not gain that weight. But for those of you who are on a weight loss journey currently, maybe be easier on yourself, and instead of aiming for weight loss, let's aim for weight maintenance. Let's not gain weight, but maybe we won't lose it because of all these extra things happening. So the average person does gain about 5 pounds during the holiday season, and we can attribute that to all these extra things we're eating. But it's maybe easier to focus on small changes, not continuing our strict diet and letting ourselves have some of these holiday treats and focusing on maintaining our weight rather than losing it. I also have up here, don't plan to start a diet on January 1st. The notorious New Year's resolution is for people to start exercising and lose weight. And I say don't do that because of this Last Supper eating effect that it causes. So when we say I'm starting my diet January 1st, so what I do November, December, doesn't matter. I'm gonna have all the treats, I'm gonna have everything I want, and I'm gonna overeat because come January, I'm not getting any of it. And that can lead to overeating. One of the very most important things we can remember during the holidays is portion control. Not only during the holidays, but always, but especially during the holidays. So when you go to your Thanksgiving, Christmas, any holiday meal, how many times are you approaching a table full of food? When you're filling up a plate of food, think about which ones you really want. Think about the things you like the most. Think about the things you don't get to have year round. Choose those things first and put small portions on your plate. So often we end up with a plate that looks something like this. We barely know what's on it. It's overflowing. It's full of huge portions of everything. Think about trying to make your plate look a little bit more clean. So we have maybe some protein choices, some vegetables, some smaller portions of things, and we can identify what each of them are, and they're not all mashed into one thing on a plate. Also, wait 10 minutes before you go up for seconds. It takes a little bit for us to register that we've had enough. So to avoid that overfull feeling, wait a little bit before you go get more. And then using a smaller plate is a helpful tip for giving yourself smaller portions. If you can't fit it on the plate, you're less likely to grab it. And then you'll realize after you're finished, you're usually full from what you could fit on your smaller plate. Eat regular meals. So often I hear people will try to save up their calories for their big event or for their party or their big Thanksgiving dinner. Don't do that. We still need to eat regular meals, so breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever's normal for you. And it doesn't, our bodies don't like us to try to save up for something. Then we get very hungry and we're more likely to overeat because we've anticipated the meal all day long. So don't arrive empty. Have a breakfast. Have a snack before you go. Continue drinking water throughout the day. And plan for your normal eating pattern. So say you're going to the mall to go shopping. Did you eat before you left? Did you bring a snack with you? Are you going to be tempted by the fast food restaurants in the mall? Think ahead that way too, so you know you have some sort of healthy food option, whether that is going to a restaurant or bringing a snack with you. Beware of drink calories. So as the holidays approach, more parties and cocktail parties are attended, and all those calories are not considered often because they're liquid. they're not even food, but they can still add up. Even if there's not alcohol, eggnog is a common one over the holidays. That's a high calorie drink. So always think when you're at your parties or your events, drink water with your meal. That's one less caloric drink you're intaking. Mix sparkling water in your cocktails for a lighter beverage. And always alternate drinks with water. So you're making sure to get water, getting less calories, win-win. Stay active. So it's getting cold outside. Nobody wants to be outside. I don't blame you. But what fun things can we do during the holidays that will keep us active? If you don't want to go to a gym, that's fine. We can still be active at home. When you're at a party, why not turn on some music and dance? That's a fun way to get some exercise. Do some indoor workouts on the TV or on YouTube. Or if you don't mind the cold, go out and have a snowball fight with your family or go sledding. There's all kinds of different activities we can do to help ourselves stay active through the winter months. A big one throughout the holidays is about being mindful. So those of you who came last month, we talked a lot about being mindful. And really all this means is to enjoy the things you want to enjoy, but to enjoy them in moderation. So don't overdo it. Don't eat an entire cake, but have a slice. So there's a hunger scale up here, and we want to start eating around a 3 or a 4. So we're pretty hungry, starting to feel hungry. That's when we should start eating. We should stop eating around a 6 and try not to get to the 7 where we're starting to feel uncomfortable. Now, I'm sure we're all gonna find ourselves uncomfortable at least one time during the holiday season, but let's try not to make it a habit. Try to stay tuned into your body and be aware of how full you are so that you don't get this uncomfortably full feeling. So we did this mindful eating exercise last time, but we'll do it again for those of you who weren't here. Don't open your chocolate yet.
Yeah, I think it only works if you use chocolate.
Yeah, it has to be chocolate.
I always have to.
Okay, so those of you who want to participate, go ahead and pick up your chocolate, but don't unwrap it yet. Start paying attention to the wrapper, to the feeling of the weight of the chocolate in your hand, to the colors and shapes on the package. Notice your mind starting to wander, but draw your attention back to the chocolate. Try to focus only on that piece of chocolate in your hand. Now slowly begin to open the wrapper. Listen to the sounds the wrapper makes. Notice the movement it takes of your fingers to open it. Again, as you notice your mind wandering and you focusing on other things, bring your attention back to the chocolate. Now, raise the chocolate to your nose and smell it. Breathe in. Notice the sensations in your body. Does your mouth start to water? Are you thinking, I really want to eat this chocolate? Do you think it smells good? When you're ready, go ahead and eat the chocolate. Notice how it feels in different parts of your mouth. Notice if you let it rest in your mouth, how it starts to melt. And when you're ready, go ahead and swallow. Now think about how that differs from how you would ever eat typically. We would never have taken that long to eat one piece of chocolate. But if you could think about that, and no, you don't have to be that extreme about it, but think about that and do that when you're eating something you really enjoy and that it's a treat for you, and you'll be more likely to enjoy it and less likely to overeat it. So we'll move on to some of our recipe swaps. So these are just a few items I came up with that are kind of our heavier calorically dense food items that we have around the holidays that we can swap out for some lighter versions that have more nutrients or less calories. So mashed potatoes, 214 calories in a cup of mashed potatoes. We can swap those out for mashed cauliflower. And all these recipes are at the end. And there's only 33 calories in a cup of mashed cauliflower.
You mash cauliflower like potatoes?
You mash yeah. So you boil it and then mash it up just like you would potatoes. Green bean casserole. So green bean casserole has the creamy soup and cream and butter and the onions. Why not just swap it for regular green beans as a side? That will go from 120 calories in half a cup to only 34 calories. Sweet potato casserole, another casserole with all that added butter and sugar, and that comes in at 313 calories. And switching that to just some cinnamon roasted sweet potatoes will take it down to 95 calories. Canned cranberry sauce, which has a lot of added sugar in it, is 110 calories. Versus making it at home, you could use some natural sugars or sweeteners, and only 82 calories in that one. And apple pie. So we add a ton of butter sugar to apple pie when we can do some baked apples. Same kind of flavors, same concept, but only 100 calories versus 512 in one slice of apple pie. And then the eggnog. So I talked about eggnog being a high calorie drink. So there's about 390 calories in a glass of eggnog. And we switch that for a cocktail mixed with sparkling water, and that's only 152 calories. If you did either of these without alcohol, they'd be even less calories. So that, just those things, I didn't even include turkey or any main course there. If you had one serving of each of those original items, you'd be eating 1,659 calories. If you make all of the swaps, you'll only be eating 496 calories. So that's a huge calorie saving by making a few swaps. And if one thing is your favorite, keep it. Make a different swap. You don't have to change everything at your meal, but this is just kind of showing simple changes can save you a lot of calories. You can also do this with ingredients. So take your favorite recipes and just change up some of the ingredients to save yourself some calories or add different nutrients. So all-purpose flour, for whole wheat flour or oat flour, you'll be adding some more fiber in cutting some of the calories. Oil for applesauce or Greek yogurt is cutting the fat and the calories. Butter for avocado, switching a saturated fat to an unsaturated fat. Sugar for honey, or just for less sugar. So many recipes have just so much sugar that if you just cut out half the sugar, you won't notice the difference. It's a lot less sweet.
What are your thoughts about the artificial sweeteners?
So my thoughts about artificial sweeteners. This is controversial, but I personally say go for it. We know sugar is harmful. We know sugar raises our blood sugar, and we know those things lead to other diseases. We don't know that artificial sugars do that. There's maybe some studies showing they can give us headaches or make us have cravings, but those things aren't as proven as sugar being bad for us. So I would say opt for the alternative sweetener.
Thank you.
And then cream for skim milk. A lot of our recipes have cream or cream soups, opting for the lighter versions of those. So I did bring in the pumpkin bread today. That was one of the recipes that I took original recipe and just made a few swaps. So I did a quarter cup of honey in place of the one cup of sugar, a quarter cup of Greek yogurt in place of the quarter cup of oil, and I did a cup and a half of oat flour in place of the two cups of all-purpose flour. Something with baking you have to pay attention to is the difference in flours the quantity of the flours might change the recipe. So if you are using an oat flour or a whole wheat flour, usually use about 75% of what the recipe calls for.
What exactly is an oat flour?
Oat flour is just oatmeal ground into flour, like oats into flour. So you can buy it already like in flour form. I just took old-fashioned oats and put them in my blender and made oat flour that way because I already had oats on hand, so.
But at the store, it just like literally says oat flour.
It'll say oat flour, yeah.
Okay.
You'll probably notice if you had one of the muffins today, it does change the texture. If the texture is something that bothers you, you could always change half of the flour for oat flour and do half all-purpose flour and get a more similar texture to the original all-purpose flour and still get some of the nutrients from the oat flour. So the differences with the swaps I made in this recipe, the original for one muffin was 193 calories, 5 grams of fat, 33 carbs, 17 grams of sugar, 3 protein, and 0 fiber. So with the changes, it brought it down to 73 calories, 1 gram of fat, 13 carbs, 6 sugars, still 3 proteins, and 1 gram of fiber. So some significant differences in calories, fat, carbs, and sugar just by making some 3 easy swaps in that recipe. So the biggest thing I wanted you all to get from this today was 1, practice portion control. That's the biggest thing you could do for yourself over the holidays. Enjoy your meals and enjoy the things you don't get to have year round, but just practice portion control and keep active through the holidays. So often we sit at home, watch movies, hide from the cold. I hate the cold, I really do.
I love
it. Staying active is important for us.